On a previous episode of Shadow Realm.
The lower half of his body is badly burnt.
This is all my fault.
He needs deep medicine.
I will go with you.
Me too.
I will join too. Nobody knows the forest better than us.
Hang in there, buddy.
The journey through the dense foliage of the forests was like trying to swim through a stormy ocean when the tide is going against you. My bow and quiver kept getting stuck in the tree branches over and over again. And every time, the three Vanars stopped to untangle me. We hadn't come across water all day. We did, however, stop for fruit and nut meals along the way. At night, the sky was full of the most brilliant array of stars and constellations. On the third morning, we set off at the crack of dawn, and after 2 hours of swinging through trees, we finally arrived at the edge of a grassy bank. Surrounded by a series of waterfalls, the sun shone through its showers and reflected a multitude of glistening rainbows. Birds and butterflies flitted about, some of them coming to rest on the bands of brilliant color. There was something familiar about this picture postcard surrounding and the brilliant panorama of colors before me. Of course! This was the graffiti outside Rainbow Grocery. The one I had destroyed intentionally on the day of Ma's accident. This had to be the place.
What's the matter?
This is the edge.
Of what?
Of reason, of safety, of good. We're now in the outskirts of Lanka, deep in the heart of Rakshas territory.
I don't know what you mean by that. Those waterfalls, they're calling me.
Hey, wait, don't do that.
Seriously, you have to be careful. Someone needs to be with him. I'll go. You two stay here.
The sun was shining down on the water, creating beautiful flecks of white on the surface. At the edge of the stream stood a lady dressed in an ivory white sari that reflected the seven hues of the rainbows surrounding her. She looked like an angel with perfectly clear skin, rosy cheeks, and ebony-colored hair cascading to her waist. Her lean body appeared to float on the grassy banks. She faced the eastern shore of the stream, her eyes closed, her arms folded in prayer.
The words tell me in word and song, the secrets of the world. Oh, deep in you is what you
look, her sari is woven from caterpillar silk.
How do you know that?
I've seen one before, just like it.
Om Bhurbhuvasvaha Tatsaviturvarenyam Bhargo Devasya Dhimahi Diyo Yona Prachodaya.
That's her, isn't it?
That's the medicine woman.
I've seen her somewhere before.
Impossible. She hasn't stepped out of the backwaters for centuries.
That can't be. Our paths have definitely crossed before.
You must be daydreaming.
Drawn to her enigma, I stepped forward. Chimpu stayed where he was. As I raced towards her, like a sprinter aiming for the finish line, my eyes welled up with tears. She lifted her lashes to gaze at me with silvery bronze eyes that quickly turned dark golden, or maybe greenish silver. I couldn't really tell. As I looked into her eyes, they changed color. And the more I looked, the more intense the color became, and the more I was drawn to her.
Arya, you've come.
She opened her arms to me, and that was all the invitation I needed. The next moment, I was cocooned in her warmth, sobbing tears of relief as she gently rocked me in the morning breeze.
You look well, Arya. The trials of living are strengthening you.
Suddenly, I felt embarrassed and pulled away.
Sorry, I don't know what came over me.
You have embarked on a difficult journey, but don't be afraid. Things will become easier in time. They already have.
Easy? Nothing's been easy over these last few days.
You now understand the value of Rishiji's words. It becomes easier to do right when you understand where you went wrong.
You know Rishiji?
I do.
You can read my thoughts, just like him. Do you also have the powers of Brahman Shakti?
No, it's different with me. I listen to the sounds of the wildwoods through birdsong. The birds sing about the happenings in the forest.
You understand birds?
Only if I listen with focus. By the way, you're becoming more and more like that massive tree.
Huh? What massive tree?
The one in the redwood forest, near your house.
You mean, the one that Ma took me to visit when I was 6?
It started out as a young shoot, and over generations, it grew through the fickle mood swings of the forest. Today, it reaches high into the sky, robust, mature, and resistant to the onslaught of hostile elements.
The mighty tree.
Lifetimes will it take for you to become like that tree?
That's exactly what my mother said that day. How do you know that?
I read your mind.
Of course. I forgot.
Suddenly, something overcame me. An extraordinary happiness that I hadn't experienced in a long, long time. It was weird. I felt so comfortable with this medicine woman, and now it felt like I was deriving some sort of new strength from her.
We have met before, haven't we?
Yes, somewhere in time.
I don't understand.
But that was different. This is my true self.
What do you mean by that?
The true self is the eternal state of your soul. The place where you experience pure happiness.
You and Rishiji love to speak in riddles, don't you?
Somewhere in time, it will all make sense.
How do you do that with your eyes? How do you get it to change color like that?
The eyes of your true self achieve the real purpose of vision. They are the doorways to the universe, open only to those that we truly love.
It's all in you.
As I looked deeper into her eyes, visions of happier times in San Francisco came flooding back to me. Ba strolling down the ocean walk at Crissy Field, whistling the theme song of his favorite TV show. Ma tending to the tulsi plant in our backyard. Myself as a boy in Golden Gate Park, learning how to do ollies on my skateboard. The medicine woman stroked my hair and caressed my face as I told her my entire story. After a while of getting lost in her eyes, floating on this cloud of bliss, she very gently brought me back down to earth.
It's time for you to leave.
Of course. Bandu needs me. Chimpu, where are you?
Your friends await you in the coconut grove.
The coconut grove?
The palm trees, a few yards beyond that stream. There you will continue your journey.
But what about the deep medicine? Can't you conjure it with your rainbow spells?
The medicine is already in your hands, Arya. All I can do is help you to realize its value. And now, your next step is to find a plant that has no medicinal value.
Huh? Oh, I get it. It's a riddle. But look, we don't have time. Normally I'm up for that kind of thing, but our friend is in a lot of pain. So can we skip all that and just do the rainbow-powered thing?
I'm afraid not. Only when you race against time do you stand the chance of losing. Slow down. It's the only way to find what you truly need.
Okay, all right. There's just a part of me that doesn't ever want to leave this place. But I'll be back as soon as I crack this riddle.
Thank you for listening to Shadow Realm. If you enjoyed today's episode, share it with someone who'd love to journey through the Arya Chronicles. Visit thearyachronicles.com for more information. Be sure to rate and review us wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts. Coming up on Shadow Realm.
A spotted deer with golden skin. Then, a strange sensation emerged from deep in my core.
You've got to snap out of it! Snap out of it now!
Stay tuned for more.